Mahmoud Ali Hassan left Syria 2 weeks ago with his father and three friends. Half a kilometer from the Serbian-Hungarian border, down the old abandoned railroad tracks, they stop briefly to rest and decide what to do next.
We are at the Hungarian area. We are escaping from them because they want to arrest us and fingerprints. So we are stopping now to get a solution because we don't want them to arrest us or hit us, or because the Macedonian hit us and hit the old man, my father.
After a few moments, they decide that because of Mahmoud's father, they cannot enter Hungary overnight without being registered by Hungarian police. Before leaving Serbia, Mahmoud tells his story.
I left my country because of the war. I want to continue my study. I'm a university student, third year engineering, civil engineering. I study third year, but I stop because it's not safe around my country. And even the university have closed.
The waves of migrants have intensified since Hungary announced a new policy, effective September 15, that includes punitive measures for entering the country illegally. For now, they have been crossing the border without problems, and Hungarian authorities are placing them in a refugee camp in Ruska. Many asylum seekers still try to enter Hungary undetected to avoid registration there. They rest while awaiting the night.
I'm waiting because I am very tired. And at night, I want go to Hungary.
Serbia, no problem. Hungary, problem.
I am from Syria, escaped from the war in Syria. And I am now in the border of Serbia and Hungary. Waiting for the night, just waiting for the night, because I want to just cross those borders without any attention of police, the Hungarian police, to go to Budapest.
Tamam hopes to reach Belgium via Germany to continue his IT studies. His trip so far has lasted several weeks. He has been arrested twice and says Greek police threw his cell phone into the sea. As he and other migrants wait, the temperatures drop to just 7 degrees Celsius. The summer is almost over, and rain and colder days are becoming more common. That will mean new problems for migrants making their way to the Serbian-Hungarian border. For reporter Rade Rankovic, Robert Rafel, VOA News.